sports. And speaking of West Delaware and speaking of Bill Logan, let's put all three together. Here's Bill Logan to talk about being a sports booster at West Delaware.
Yeah, we were unfortunate last Friday night and got weathered out. I understand the reasoning behind it. It was a good decision, but it's hard for us on our membership drive to be able to do that, especially when you've got a home game the following Friday night. So we've had to make some changes on the run. So some things that we're doing, we've still been taking them in the mail. And if I got them in the mail, you know, I've been either turn around and mailing them back. Now, if I got it in the mail yesterday, today, or tomorrow, I will have them with me.
Okay.
And just look me up. Figure out where I'm at, and I'll hand you your membership vouchers. Otherwise, what we're going to do tonight is I'm going to set up the volleyball game tonight. So it's a great venue to be able to go tonight. You're going to have three of the better teams in the state of Iowa up in the Seedorf Gymnasium tonight. That you get to see some great volleyball up there. Liberty and Dyke New Hartford are both top-ranked in their respective classes. The Hawks are number four, so it should be some darn good volleyball. So I'll sit up in there. I'll get up to school about 4 o'clock, and people can come get their memberships. Even if they don't go, you can come in, stop in, get your membership, and leave if that's what you want to do. Or we'll be at the football game tomorrow night, and it'll be a little bit different than what we've done in the past. Typically, if you've got your passes, and that's what a lot of people with their memberships, they like to get them passes. There's a pass gate up there, so you don't have to stand in line to pay to get in. Tomorrow night, if you're going to come and join the Booster Club and get your passes, go to the pass gate at the south end of the football field.
Okay.
We'll set up a table right inside there, and they're going to allow us to let them in and do the membership and get their passes.
Okay, okay.
And then at that point, then you can just go in and take care of it. If you're going to go to the north end gate and you want to get passes, you're either going to have to pay to get in and come down, or you're going to have to walk around to the south end, and we'll get you taken care of at the south end of the football field.
And then that athletic booster obviously does so much good for not just football, but all the athletics here at West Delaware.
We very seldom turn a coach down from anything that they'll come to the meeting or talk to the athletic director, Matt Weiss, about some wants and needs that they need. You know, all they got to do is talk to their athletic director, and if they need something, he'll bring it up at a board meeting, and very seldom do we not. And this is by far, heads and shoulders, our biggest fundraising event of the year. Typically, we'll bring in $40,000 to $50,000. We're about halfway there right now. My guess is between tonight and tomorrow night, we'll get the majority of the other part of that. Because even if you can't make it tonight or tomorrow night, if you just mail it in to Post Office Box 251, give me a call. I've been running, meeting people different places this week, trying to get them their passes. We'll make it happen for you.
Yeah. And one, I was going to say Labor Day next weekend, you know, used to be my Labor Days were doing telethons. I still got the tote board, Bill, if you want to.
There you go. We talked about that the last time.
I got the tote board, tuxedo, and everything. If we need to pull it off, we can do it.
I'm not doing the tuxedo thing. I'm not a shirt tie guy.
People would pay to see you in a ruffled front tuxedo, I think.
They probably would, because I've told my wife before, if I die first and she buries me in a suit and tie, I'm going to haunt her. So she has been worn multiple times, so no, I would not wear that tux.
Different levels for membership with the boosters. Could you remind me of that and everybody of those, too?
There's all different memberships. The $50 one is just a straight donation to the Booster Club. You can buy a $100 membership, and then that gets you a 10-punch pass to any athletic event. And the 10-punch pass is a $60 value, because it would cost you $6 to get in if you were going to pay. So it's basically a $40 donation to the Booster Club. So it's a little bit of a perk.
Yeah.
The big one that we've got, probably around half of our membership does what we call the Diamond Club membership. With that one, it's $250, but you get two all-season passes. And if you were to buy an all-season pass, they're $80 a piece. Okay, plus we'll give you two $25 vouchers that you can go shopping. We want you to go shopping. We want you to go to 5K Sports, or we want you to go to Momentum Screen Prints. And you can buy anything that's got a West Delaware logo on it. A t-shirt, a shirt, a sweatshirt, a jacket, a hat, whatever you want. A stadium seat. Get whatever you want. But we want everybody there loud and proud in West Delaware gear. So we're going to give you two $25 vouchers. So that's still just, quote, a $40 donation because we're giving you $210 in value.
Yep, on top of it.
From there, you go up to a $500 membership. And it basically does the same thing except it doubles the 250. You're going to get four passes and four vouchers to go shopping.
And that's good for mom and dad, grandpa and grandma, too.
That's what that $500 one does. That's where grandma and grandpas get a lot of the free passes.
Yep.
We have a $1,000 membership that gets you six season passes. So it just kind of multiplies from there. And then our top one is a $1,500 a year membership. Get you all the perks we've already talked about, but then it'll also get you one of those advertising 4-foot by 8-foot signs at the football field. You know, so just something extra that you can get up there. So anytime there's a football game up there, whether it's a 5th and 6th grade game on a weekend, whether it's a 7th and 8th grade game, you know, during the week on a Friday night, your advertising is always up there.
$5,000, it's all that, plus Bill calls you at the end of every quarter and gives you a scoring update.
Well, I would for that kind of money.
I would, too. Yes. So, everybody, again, he's going to be at the volleyball game tonight, if you're going to go to that. Even if you're not, but you need to get your booster info, be there tonight in the Commons there in Seedorf Gymnasium. Tomorrow, South Pass Gate at Brown Field, you'll be there. And then if anybody has a question, wants to get a hold of you, say, Bill, we're going to be gone, but we need to get it done. How do they do it?
You can either mail it, Post Office Box 251. Give me a call. I've had a few people calling me this week, 563-920-0575.
There you go. Always good to see you, man. Hey, as I joked last hour, you're here enough, you could host this show now.
I'm not running that board.
You heard me try? Hear him tomorrow night. See him tonight or tomorrow night. He's part of the football crew. We'll take to the air with the greatest of care. 6:45 pregame tomorrow night, our first Friday night football game.
I can't believe it's here already. It's amazing.
It's a great time of year.
Best time of the year.
It's a great time of year. Again, you'll see Bill's smiling face on our website, kmch.com.
Hello. This